what's going on, guys? Welcome to an early edition of Tariq Radio. We're doing the show early this week. Just so much going on just today. I had to get busy with a new broadcast. We just did one last night. We're doing another one today. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Everybody pull up a chair, tune in, get you a nice beverage, roll you something, because we're going to chop it up real gravy tonight. What we're going to do, y'all, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. We're not going to be gone too long, so y'all just hold tight. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Looking to minimize the possibility of exposure to COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Then head over to iwantamask.com. We have face masks that have been approved by the FDA. Use the exclusive Tariq Radio discount code 1804 for 30% off your order at iwantamask.com for details.
Hey, guess what? There's never been a better time to learn how to trade. I'm not talking about trading stocks or bonds. I'm talking about cryptocurrencies. There's been plenty of beginners who've made thousands and even millions of dollars trading in these markets. It's simple to do, and it's never been easier. This virus is a real game changer. It's leveling the playing field. If you want to get your money game on point, it's time for you to get in and learn how to trade. Visit us at theultimateparttimejob.com. That's theultimateparttimejob.com.
Royal Canary is a premium black-owned car care brand that has everything you need to maintain and enhance your car's appearance. From pH-balanced washes, waxes, interior cleaner, tire and trim lotion, and they also have foam cleaners. They have everything you need. No more cheap, greasy oil dressings for your car. Get the best of the best at royalcanary.com. That's R-O-Y-A-L-C-A-N-A-R-I-E.com. Since this pandemic, Washington State has now let notaries do remote notarizations. This is why you need to check out Poppin' Notary LLC. Poppin' Notary LLC can do remote notarizations online in most states that accept remote notarizations online. So give the owner, Shante Riles, a call at 253-508-8078 right now. Check out Bees Holistic Hemp, available right now. Find your relaxation and relief right now with Bees Holistic Hemp. You can get CBD gummies, you can get relief rubs, anything you need to soothe your mind and your body. Check them out at beescbdhemp.com. That's beescbdhemp.com. Free shipping on all online orders. Listen up, family. 2020 is our decade, and the world is watching. We've made our empowerment the new global trend, and On Code Clothing is the official uniform of the movement. All black, everything, and fly. You gotta be in tune to even appreciate this thing of ours. So get fly for the movement at oncodeclothing.com. Use the discount code SUMMER10 at checkout and save 10% for a limited time. That's oncodeclothing.com. Check out thevarsityclass.com. Learn how to become a real estate investor today with The Varsity Class. This is an online course that will teach you the tools to become a real estate investor. This course will show you everything you need to know about wholesaling properties and real estate that could potentially make you $5,000 to $10,000 more money each month. So change your life with thevarsityclass.com. Use the promo code Tariq25 to get an instant 25% discount off The Varsity Class. TheVarsityClass.com. Go there right now.
If you are looking for an educational program to keep your children engaged and learning during the quarantine, order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is an award-winning program that teaches kids math, science, language arts, financial literacy, and more. Download their content instantly at giftedandlit.com. Remember, that's giftedandlit.com.
Hey, black nerds out there, are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuse to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that not only covers nerdy topics such as anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, but also subjects that only black nerds can relate to? If so, then head on over to the world's first and only black nerd empowerment podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, TV Guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide information and empowerment to black nerds everywhere. Again, that's The Swarthy Nerd at swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y nerd.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
We're back. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Tariq Radio. We're doing an early show this week. So we're doing a pop-up, surprising everybody. We're going early this week. Usually I'll be fucking around and I end up doing the show a day or two later, because we usually are supposed to do the show on Wednesday. And yeah, I get busy and I do it on Friday or Thursday. But so much is going on just today alone. We had to go ahead and just get busy because, look, we're still in the anti-black war right now. We are smack dab in the middle of the anti-black war. So the game can't really wait, guys. We have to do briefings almost on a daily basis. We need to know what's going on and all the chess moves that's being played out here. We have to act as a mechanism to warn everybody about how they need to watch their backs out here. We need to let everybody know what's going on. And by the way, that's why y'all need to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. HiddenColorsFilm.com. Also, 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much we got to talk about just today alone. Today, Monday. Because I just did my broadcast, my Sunday show last night. We had a great time chopping it up. And we're talking about how people undermine black movements. We really have to watch and see how the game is being played out here. We allow ourselves to get undermined because we got to start checking a lot of the bullshit that's out here. We got a lot of people who are not really about black empowerment who come around us, and they are used as tools by the white supremacists. You have a lot of these Negro minions who are running around talking about allyship. We got to watch these allies. I keep telling people and warning people about these allies. And ladies and gentlemen, we saw a major undermining of black people today. The Supreme Court just extended some of the civil rights laws that black people fought for, and we still don't get protected by. We're not protected by the civil rights laws like we should be. We're just not. This is why so many of us are being slaughtered out here in the streets. We are not getting the benefits of the civil rights laws that our people fought for in the 1960s, and we still fight for now. But now, in an effort to undermine us, because this is what the Supreme Court did, they extended those rights for the sole purpose of undermining Black Americans. Black people are out here in the streets, not only just getting killed, we're fighting, begging for protection. Literally, we're out here in the streets begging for goddamn protection, begging the UN, begging the White House, begging the Supreme Court, begging, somebody protect us. They're just shooting us like dogs. And the Supreme Court says, well, you know what we'll do? We'll extend some rights to the LGBT community. And that means the white LGBT community. When I talk about this, we did a story about it on FBA Times. I've been talking about it on Twitter. Now, these laws are being extended for white LGBT. Let's be very clear. Just because Negroes are out here plopping around, twerking, being used as mascots by the white supremacists and the LGBT community, these Negroes are just proxies. They're just mascots to be rode in on by the white supremacists and the LGBT community, and they're going to use these benefits and protections against us. They've just further empowered white supremacy within the white LGBT community. Family, I want you to understand, the law says it's going to stop workplace discrimination. You can't fire a person because of their sexual orientation or sexual preference. You can't discriminate against them as far as housing. See, the minute they get those protections in, once they get an inch, they can use that for a whole array of things. I want y'all to understand this, family. Once they get their foot in the door, which is what they've done, they can use this to enforce a lot of things. So now they have federal protection. Now, a lot of them had local protection just by circumstance of being in the dominant white society. You know, white society provides certain protections on a local level, but now they have federal protection. So I want y'all to understand the ramifications of that, because they have federal protection. You can't discriminate against a person based on their sexual orientation or their sexual preference. You can't discriminate, and that's a very vague term, by the way. So we got to look at the words. Discriminate. You can't deny. Discriminate means deny. So family, let me put this to you like this. Now, at this moment, Ed Buck has more protection than Black people right now. I want y'all to put this in perspective. Ed Buck, the suspected serial killer, white supremacist LGBT suspect, he has more federal protection than Black people right now. So now, family, do y'all understand? And I want my brothers to understand this. Fellas, if a white LGBT person tries to rape you and you fight them off, brothers, do you know that you're committing a hate crime now? Let's put this thing in perspective. See, when we look at it like that, some people might think it's far-fetched. It's not far-fetched at all. So now, if somebody's up at Ed Buck's house or Jeffrey Dahmer's house, because Jeffrey Dahmer was another white supremacist LGBT killer, and somebody's sitting up in Jeffrey or a type of Jeffrey Dahmer, they're sitting up in his house, and this nigga gets the oven going and starts sharpening knives, and then you knock his fucking head off, you can be charged with a hate crime as a Black person. Because they're only going to enforce this shit against Black people. Let's be clear. Who you think they're going to enforce these discrimination laws against? White gay people work in corporate America. They don't discriminate against them. Have y'all been to Hollywood? I'm out here in Hollywood, guys. I'm out here in Hollywood, dude. who's not gay out here who runs a lot of these networks and studios? It's run by gay dudes. So who do you think they're going to use these discrimination laws against? You go to corporate America, it's gay people running around left and right. Nobody's discriminating against them in the corporate world. So what are these discrimination laws going to be used for? See, we got to look at it like that. Also, when they start going after children, see, because see, they're going to start trying to usher in pedophilia. They've been trying to usher that in too. And this is what's going to be used against us. So now when they come around our community trying to sexually exploit black children, and then we step to them, hey, wait a minute. You just hit me and I'm federally protected. Do you understand where this shit is going? You just beat me down because I was about to molest this child, but you just committed a hate crime. You understand? Y'all think they won't do that? You guys really think they won't do that? They have used this to undermine us. In the Supreme Court, they're all in on it. This was done to undermine us and also to take attention away from all of these protests where white supremacy is on the hot seat. This is why they kept aligning Black Lives Matter with the LGBT community. And we got to be very careful with using the term Black Lives Matter. This is why we got to be very careful. And remember, Black Lives Matter has always, the organization, it has always been co-opted. This is why the white media will promote it. If you go to Black Lives Matter's website, family, go to their website now and just go to the What Matters section and What We Want section. And remember, Black Lives Matter, this is a white supremacist LGBT front. They're funding this. They're pulling the strings all behind the scenes. So their whole thing is to piggyback on black deaths so that they can ultimately undermine it and then bring in their own agenda where they get all types of laws and benefits passed. Now, when you go to their What Do We Want page, some of the stuff here is so anti-black family, it's ridiculous. It says, we're unapologetically black in our positioning. See, they'll talk black and then they'll start switching it up. See, we see ourselves as part of the global black family. We're impacted by, in ways that are impacted, a privilege as black people who exist in different parts of the world. We are guided by the fact that black lives matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. Then they get into the trans stuff and the LGBT stuff. We are self-reflective and we work to dismantle cisgender privilege. That means attack straight black people and uplift black trans folk, especially black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. This is on the Black Lives Matter website. We build a space that affirms black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments which men are centered. Here they go. This is all the coded anti-black male shit. We dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so that they can mother in private even as they participate in public justice work. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. We foster a queer affirming network. This is some bullshit. This is just anti-black family targeting. This is on the Black Lives Matter website, guys. So they let you know what they're doing here. You ding? Family, we're at, on the grassroots, what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to start taking over the narrative again. We're going to have to shift the narrative back to where it needs to be. We're going to have to chill out on using the Black Lives Matter hashtag. Family, this is what you need to do. I'm calling on the Foundational and the Melanoid 300 out here. We're going to do the same thing that we did with First Them and Tangibles 2020. See, remember, First Them, that was to counter Me Too. And we've damn near neutralized Me Too just with First Them. That's why Tarana Burke and those guys were complaining about First Them. See, we have to learn how to, as a group, counter this stuff and neutralize it. That's why y'all haven't heard from no damn Me Too. We done damn near neutralized them. Oprah, Tarana Burke can't really show her face anymore. You understand? When we started using Tangibles 2020, when the election campaign started, we turned that into a hashtag, and now we have tangibles and reparations on the table. We forced them to talk about it. We have politicians and their surrogates using the term Tangibles 2020. We've let them know this is where we are. You understand? We've made foundational Black Americans an entity, a thing, a global thing that is recognized so that we can codify our power and then we can get with other like-minded people outside of our group. But we got to get our circle strong first. Family, what we're going to have to do now, we're going to use another hashtag that's going to be right to the point, that's not going to have any type of confusion, that's going to be grounded in one agenda, which is Black empowerment and erasing the system of white supremacy. We should use the hashtag no anti-Black racism. Just make it real simple. Less is more. Let's forget, no confusion. Let's just make it real simple. No anti-Black racism. And right there, that alleviates a lot of confusion. Because when people say Black Lives Matter, all of a sudden, well, all lives matter. Then people waste time getting into these arguments. And then they start adding some stupid shit. Well, all Black Lives Matter. Well, all trans matter. Then they start just mixing it up with bullshit. No anti-Black racism is right there. It's to the point. You can't add nothing to it. But there is no other type of racism, really. We're talking about white supremacy. Now, you do, well, you have other anti-Asian racism, but anti-Asian racism, we have to look at it like this. There's a lot of Asians who are anti-Black. See, they can't run from that and try to change it up. See, we can always flip it on them when they try to move the needle. You see, they when you start talking about Black Lives Matter, well, all lives matter, and you can't really counter that. It's just a circular argument. Well, Black Lives Matter too. But when you say no anti-Black racism, well, I'm Hispanic. How about no Hispanic racism? Well, there's racism in Hispanic society that's anti-Black. So that goes for you too, Jorge. So this is how you get them. No anti-Black racism. Well, I'm Asian. There's anti-Asian racism. Well, you practice anti-Black racism in your community. So I'm talking to you too, Connie Chung. You understand? No anti-Black racism. Family, I need y'all to tweet that hashtag every single day. When you go out protesting, that should be written on signs. It's very to the point. When we say, going around saying Black Lives Matter, what are you saying? The problem is not us mattering. The problem is we're under a system of anti-Black racism and we don't want that. We gotta speak this shit. We gotta speak it. what we want and what our agenda is. Our ultimate goal is no anti-black racism, and then we're going to empower ourselves. See, when we speak the truth and we speak the real, see, we speak what the goal is. When you speak something, you'll bring that shit into fruition. Because, see, when you use the term Black Lives Matter, who are you trying to matter to? See, that's something where you're trying to get an affirmation from somebody else. That means you're trying to be accepted by somebody else when you say, I matter. Hey, man, I matter. That's trying to get affirmed from somebody. See, when you say no anti-black racism, see, that's a declaration. That's an order. Because what's going to happen, guys, if you say something long enough, you'll start coming up with solutions for it. I said no anti-black racism. No anti-black racism. Now, if I keep saying no anti-black racism and you don't do anything about it, I'm going to do something about it. And I mean no anti-black racism. You understand? And that's not going to be co-opted. It ain't gonna be, well, no trans black racism or no bussy racism. It's not gonna be that. We gotta stop allowing these people to come in and undermine everything we work for and we do. And again, they're trying to kill the momentum of everything that we got going on out here. And family, this is why we got to get very serious out here. We got to get hella serious. Because just today, like a few hours ago out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, there was a white supremacist group out there called the New Mexico Civil Militia, something like that. What's those guys' name? Let me find these guys' names. No, the New Mexico Civil Guard. Now, they were out here. This is a white supremacist group. They're out here working with law enforcement. And this is something we got to look out for, guys. Law enforcement, they're out here deputizing white supremacist groups to ambush protesters. That's just the long and short of it. We got to acknowledge that. See, we don't wait on the white media to tell you this. Family, I'm telling you, they're out here. Law enforcement are working with these white supremacist militia groups to go out here and ambush people. And then they protect these militia groups. And now the city is not on the hook for unjustly shooting somebody. But out here in New Mexico is a white guy who was protesting. He was protesting against racism, and they were trying to get at a statue up there or something like that. And they got into it with the white militia group, and the militia group shot this guy in the back. And from what I understand, the shooter, I've been hearing rumors that he's the son of the damn sheriff out there. Just like, remember up there in Seattle when this white Hispanic ran into the crowd and then he shot this brother? Come to find out, he's the brother of a damn deputy up there who works for the police. So these folks are out here getting their relatives, their other white supremacist militiamen to do all these little dirty ambush tricks for them. We got to be on top of our game. Family, this is a war out here. We can't be playing. This is a war out here. And we're out here fighting to survive, and the Supreme Court pulled that little janky move. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you how janky they really are. Not only did the Supreme Court afford and extend the civil rights laws for the LGBT community, What the Supreme Court did today, they also protected a law that allows police to kill us without getting sued. This was passed, well, this was ignored because people were trying to challenge the qualified immunity law. That's the law that the Supreme Court uses and law enforcement use to get away with killing you. The qualified immunity means, well, they were doing something in the capacity of working for the state. They were on duty. So them killing you, well, they were doing it at their job, so you can't really sue them personally. This is why you don't see these cops getting sued individually for killing you. You notice that? Notice you don't see them getting killed. You don't see them getting sued. The city has to do all these payouts, but notice none of these cops get sued. That's that qualified immunity that protects them, and the Supreme Court just protected that bullshit as law. So they just further empowered them to keep killing us without really any major repercussion. But they're going to extend those civil rights laws to the LGBT community, meaning the white ones. And there's some goofball Negroes who are trying to get brownie points from the white LGBT community. You got a couple of Negroes out here. Well, there's some, this ain't just for white LGBT. There's some black LGBT people too now. It don't count for you, Negroes. And if you're a black LGBT nigga listening now, let's stop playing games. You ain't fooling nobody. You know good and well you don't get shit from the white LGBT community, but hard dick and bubblegum. Let's stop playing games. Niggas play too fucking much. Y'all don't get a goddamn thing from the white LGBT community. Y'all niggas allow them to treat you like fucking mascots, and then you got to go out here and trot around while they get billions of dollars. They don't give you nothing. You don't have any black LGBT structures or institutions like the white LGBT people. They got billions of dollars of structures, communities, businesses, nonprofits, just money flowing everywhere off your back, and you don't get nothing. You out here slanging bussy in the middle of the night, endangering your lives, and still up here trying to campaign and put your cape on for the white LGBT community, who only comes around to have gutter sex with you niggas. So let's stop playing. That's why niggas be up at Ed Buck's house doing something strange for some change, because you ain't got no money, because you've been exploited by the white LGBT community. Having these dumbass attention-whoring arguments. Some nigga was hitting me up today. Well, LGBT, we did a lot of things. We did a lot of things. You know, the LGBT did a lot of things that helped out the civil rights movement and black people. Well, I mean, what LGBT? What are you talking about? Well, Angela Davis is LGBT. Some nigga was saying that today. Nigga, Angela Davis, her contributions to black society had nothing to do with her sexuality, and her notoriety around the world had really nothing to do with her sexuality. That wasn't something that contributed to black society or anything. Come on, she was a lesbian. What the hell does that mean? That don't mean nothing. Angela Davis was known. She got notoriety for being on the America's Most Wanted list by the FBI. They didn't have her on there because she was a damn lesbian. They had her on there because she was a black radical. She wasn't a lesbian radical. She was a black radical. Quote unquote. Now, a lot of people say she's an agent, but, you know, that's another argument. That's another argument. I'm just talking about why she's known. She was on the FBI most wanted list. And by the way, since y'all talking about her sexuality, that famous poster, there was a very famous poster of Angela Davis that circulated during the early 70s when they were looking for her. That poster was signed by somebody else who was LGBT, J. Edgar Hoover. He literally signed the wanted poster that was circulating around the world of Angela Davis. It was signed by J. Edgar Hoover, who was LGBT. So that just shows you how much her LGBT status meant. So y'all stop playing dumb and acting goofy with this. We don't have time for the dumb shit. We're in the middle of a race war. Now, as we know, a brother got killed at a Wendy's out there in Atlanta a couple of nights ago. The brother was drunk. He was a little tipsy. The cops got him out the car, asking him questions. The brother was real calm, and the brother kind of sensed that something was going to happen to him. And he got into a little tussle, and he tried to run, and then they shot him in the back twice. The cop has been fired, and they might charge the cop, the race soldier, this week. So we're going to see what's up with that. Now, this happened in Atlanta. The next day, I saw folks out there in the Edgewood area. I saw videos of black folks out there twerking, walking around with barbecue chicken plates. Y'all turn this shit into Freaknik. Let me tell y'all something. Those are inappropriate actions to take. I saw a video of niggas walking around Edgewood kicking it. Niggas just walking around kicking it, twerking, turning this shit into Freaknik. It's not time for partying and attention. We better understand when we are in a war. And let me, the same day I saw niggas partying and twerking out there in Atlanta, right after the shooting in Wendy's, that same day, a suspected white supremacist, or a couple of them, drove by in a truck over there in Edgewood and start bussing on people. They shot like 7 people, killed 2. This happened in Atlanta a couple of days ago. Suspected white supremacists in broad daylight drove by in a truck and start bussing on everybody. And many of the eyewitnesses said it was white people in the truck. The media is very quiet about it. They're not being very detailed about the suspects and the victims. And the fact that they did this in broad daylight, they did a drive-by shooting in Atlanta where there's cameras all over the place in Atlanta on every other corner. And they have not been caught after doing a drive-by in broad daylight in Edgewood shows that these people must be possibly connected with law enforcement somehow. You understand? And we did a story about this on FBATimes.com, and Facebook flagged us because we said that the shooter was white supremacist. And they were like, Facebook flagged us and said, well, the police never mentioned them being white supremacists. See, Facebook is playing this game. See, they don't want you to get no real information out. See, now we're being censored on Facebook. See, we tell it like it is on FBA Times. And if a group of white people drove by and witnesses say they were white, and if they drove by and shot black folks, by definition, that makes you a white supremacist. There's really no question about it. Only white supremacists will go around shooting black people. By definition, that makes you a white supremacist. I don't need the police's approval. That's not the criteria we're going to go by, whether or not the police say that the person was a white supremacist or not. We believe the damn police is in on it. We believe the police are in on this stuff. The police are telling you that black men around the country are committing suicide en masse. Do you think we're supposed to believe what the damn police is telling us? They're telling us that black men, and guys, it was another hanging of a black man out there in Houston today. There was one in New York. It's been about 5 in the last week and a half. There have been 5 black men found all around the country hanging in trees, and every single law enforcement agency is saying the exact same thing. They're dismissing these hangings as suicides. They're not even investigating them. That means somebody in law enforcement is in on this stuff. Nobody's going around committing suicide, hanging themselves in trees in very public places. Notice most of these places are in public, like a library, a city hall building. They're doing these things in public places. That's by design. They're white supremacists in law enforcement orchestrating this stuff. They're on code. And you know what I think too, guys? I think, and this is just my conjecture just by studying white supremacists, because all law enforcement agencies around the country are infiltrated and rotten to the core at this point with white supremacy, they are having these little ritualistic financial incentivized killings. I think they're paying each other secretly to do these killings. It's almost like, I know with the skinheads and organizations like that, in order to get to certain levels and certain ranks, you have to kill a black person. That's why in prison, you'll have some of the skinheads in certain groups with certain shoestrings. When they have a certain color shoestrings, that lets you know they killed somebody. See, they have this rank and file thing based on how many Negroes you killed. And I think they have this same thing going on within law enforcement all around the country. We don't understand how devious law enforcement is. Family, there was a killer called the Golden State Killer. And they just got this guy. He's been in jail for a few years now, but he was committing murders all the way back in the 70s for like decades, and they never really caught him. I think he turned himself in eventually when he got old. But this guy was responsible for damn near killing and raping about 100 fucking people. And he was an active duty cop. This guy was a cop. That's why he got away with it so long. That's why this guy got away with doing this shit for so long. Notice a lot of these white serial killers, they have to damn near turn themselves in. They get tired of not getting caught. They get bored. They were like, well, shit, I'm old. I'm about to die. Hey, guess what? I killed all of them motherfuckers back in the 70s. So I'm 90 years old. I only got a few years. So let me just tell my story so I can sell the book rights and give the money to my grandkids while I die. That's the little game they play. So they're doing, I believe, is blood sacrifice rituals, dude. I don't want to get too tinfoil hat-ish. I don't want to put the tinfoil kufi on, but this is, they understand that they're just not going to get punished for killing us, so they're making it a game. They're making it a sport. This is a sport now. They're just doing it simply because they can get away with it, so they're incentivizing each other now because they know there's not going to be any punishment. That's where we have to come in. Remember, no anti-black racism. That's going to have to be our mantra. No anti-black racism. And on my broadcast last night, I was talking about niggas twerking and all that, and I played a video of this one hood rat. She was at some protest and she started twerking, and the clip I put it on my Twitter, I put it on my Facebook, and it has gone viral, and a lot of folks are clowning this stupid ass broad. So she made a video today, guys. She made a video answering to her critics, and she sounds even more stupid than she looks. I want to play the clip of this goofy ass broad trying to mammy-splain why she was twerking and how stupid she looked. And people were asking, what the hell does this twerking mean to black people and black lives? And I told people that these folks are really clicked in with the white LGBT people. Whenever you see folks twerking at protest, usually these are people who are pushed out there by the white LGBT community. And sure enough, this chick is an LGBT advocate. So listen to her goofy ass talk about why she was twerking.
You see people twerking and dancing and getting along. That is the culture of pride. We are trying to express our sexuality without being killed for it. You can't fucking tell me I can't fucking twerk at a pride protest.
I really hate hood rat voices. I really hate it. So now she's talking about, oh, it was a pride protest. No, she was out there with a Black Lives Matter shirt on. See, now she's trying to make it seem like, oh, it was a gay thing. No. She was out there with a Black Lives Matter shirt. And she was saying, Black Lives Matter, y'all police kiss my black ass. So she was out here mammying it up, being a plantation Jezebel breeder, looking like a damn fool. Hold on.
I can't fucking twerk at a pride protest. Fuck you. You don't know the culture. Don't ask me what the fuck it helps. Do some research. If you don't know what it helps, you shouldn't have been there. Get the fuck off my page. Why are you commenting? Period. If it's not for you, sis, it ain't for you, sis. I'm sorry you don't know what an orgasm is. I have them, real ones, because I don't suppress my sexuality, because I know where my fucking pussy looks like and works like. Do you know where your urethra is? Have you had a chance to squirt? Because all women can do it. You just don't know shit. So So you get on other people's shit. Oh,
okay, I'm sorry. That's enough. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay. Okay, so that's this hood rat talking this stupid shit. Okay? That's this hood rat talking goofy as hell, talking stupid as shit. Okay? So, this is what we got out here, guys. This is the kind of filth we got out here. And I told you these people were clicked in with the white LGBT community. See, this is why we got to charge folks to the gang. We can't bring everybody with us. So again, this is a short show. Let me cut it off because I got folks who just pulled up to the crib. I've been on here longer than I thought. But anyway, let me get off here. But don't forget, the new hashtag we're going to use is no anti-black racism. No anti-black racism, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to stop letting people undermine our movements. We're going to have to take control of all of this thing and bring it back to where it's supposed to be. And it's going to be all about black empowerment for black people, exclusively for black people. Again, when we start talking about reparations, they're going to try to do the same thing. We're going to have to cut that shit short. This is why we got to get ahead of it. We got to cut this shit short. No anti-black racism, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a good ass night. I'll talk to you, Ism Radio, tomorrow. Y'all be good.